The U.S. Drought Mitigation Service has released its drought map for the week. A large section of South Dakota is dry and getting drier. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports a part of West River is in a severe drought category.
A fairly long streak of dry weather is leading to deteriorating range and pasture conditions and poor crop production in western South Dakota. National Weather Service hydrologist Melissa Smith in Rapid City says drought issues are prevalent west of the Missouri River.
That's for sure. The drought conditions have expanded across western South Dakota. Over the past week, we are now seeing some areas of extreme D3 drought conditions that were introduced over the eastern foothills of the Black Hills, extending pretty much from about Spearfish to Rapid City following around the I-90 corridor. We also have some D2 conditions, which is what we classify as being severe drought that encompass much of the Black Hills and the adjacent foothills. And also our D1 drought conditions, our moderate drought conditions, now cover most of western South Dakota.
Smith says it may be bad timing for the 4th of July weekend, but there could be some relief coming to dry sections of the state.
You know, right now we're having this daily chance of showers and thunderstorms, and that should continue through at least on Sunday. However, as we look towards next week, it doesn't look to be as active, and it looks like that really warm conditions, temperatures will rebound back into the 90s next week. So if we don't get the rain here pretty soon over the next few days, it's going to be hard-pressed to see it next week.
The new drought monitor is showing some worsening conditions in East River as well. Moderate drought covers most of Roberts County in the northeast corner of the state. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.